Good evening tonight. We are from the Gathering Place in Simi Valley. It's nice to have you here with us. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. We are living in such great times. As you can see, Dr. Bob is not going to be here. We are kind of on a bone people here today. So you get me tonight. So we're gonna start off and take an offering for this evening, which is good. The scripture that I've always lived by is, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give under your bosom." When you give, you can expect checks in the mail, can expect rebates, you can expect so many things and so many surprises. But when you give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. And you know what I always recall, pressed down, shaken together, is when you measure, anybody that cooks here, when you measure brown sugar, do you know if it says a cup of brown sugar, you have to press it in, to literally press it down in order to measure a cup of brown sugar. And it's so funny because that's what I always remember about that scripture. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men will give unto your bosom. God uses men to give unto you. God unlocks the hearts of men. When you give, it is out of your heart and even out of your sacrifice, out of your need. I always tell my daughter, when you need something, give it. Always give it, because it always comes back. You never, ever can outgive God. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 10th verse says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing." God wants to be able to give us a blessing. He wants to be able to open up those windows of heaven, to be able to give unto you, because we are givers, that thine shall not be. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't bring my glasses with me. That you will not be able to have room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not deny the fruits of your ground. We need to remember that and need to know that when we give, when we're givers. God's people are givers. Always remember that. You can never, ever, ever outgive God. Father, I just thank you now for the tithes and offerings to come into this place. I thank you, Father, for the generous giving of people's hearts in Jesus' name, knowing that we will all come back to them in Jesus' name. A blessing abundantly, Father, upon this household in Jesus' name, upon the pastors in the name of Jesus, upon the workers in the church. We just thank you, Father, for the abundance that you loose, Father, unto this place in Simi Valley, and we give you the glory and give you the praise, Father, for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God has given me something to talk on tonight, which is a thankful heart. I have such a thankful heart for just the sheer fact that the war has stopped, the fighting has stopped, the Hamas has agreed to certain things. Israel has agreed to certain things. And you know what I do is I just praise the Lord for that, because it's God. It is God's hand upon Israel. It's God's hand upon Gaza Strip. And we can say, well, it's God's hand. It's got to be on Hamas as well, because we know that they are not really of God. They think they are, but whatever. In September, God gave me this, and I'm going to read this to you because I think it has something to do with this as well. Sometimes we think that when so-called hell breaks loose in our life, when the enemy is smacking us up one side and smacking us up with another side, we think, oh, I must be doing something really good for God, because why in the world would the devil be fighting me so hard? And this is what God said to me. And you know, it's really funny, because when he was talking to me and saying this to me, he said, I want you to write it down. And I thought, I don't write anything down. I am so bad at that, because I know I'll remember. I will remember it. And when the time comes, I don't remember it. So I said, okay, Lord, okay. I will write this down. Do not, this is what he said to me, do not gauge your life by the attacks of the devil, but gauge your life according to the word of God. The enemy comes to distract you from your victory and what God has done for you. You need to switch your thoughts to praise, thanksgiving, and worship to the Lord God Almighty. And I thought, Lord, that was not me. I don't even come up with stuff like this. But I thought, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? Are you saying to me that I need to teach on that? What is it that you want me to do with this information? So I thought, well, we'll just keep on. What I do is I just keep thanking the Lord. Anybody that knows me knows that I always thank God. I am always, it doesn't, even when I start out a prayer, I say, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I am always very, very pointed in always thanking God for everything that he does. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a parking place, at a mall, it doesn't matter. I thank God for it. I always thank God in advance. I am always worshiping the Lord. Even if something bad happens, it is an automatic reflex that I have inside of me that, praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. I worship you. I take authority over that, but I praise you for who you are. We sometimes, even when we pray about things. You know, Dr. Bob has been talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. Really, really good. And we can seek for things, and we can ask for things. But are we aware enough to know when the answer comes? Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we take for granted, because everything is going along smooth. Sometimes we forget to thank God. I did a definition on praise and worship and thanksgiving. The word praise is dignity, glory, honor, praise and worship. To rave, to celebrate, to boast, glory, words, setting forth the glory and the greatness of God. Worship is to prostrate oneself in homage. I thought that was very interesting. To reverence, to adore, great humor and respect, great love and admiration. Thanksgiving is gratitude, grateful language to God and to act of worship. Thankfulness. Sometimes we have lost the art of thankfulness. Sometimes we have lost the art of praise and worship. It's easy to do it while you're in church. It's really easy to do that. But when the world starts coming at you with all these horrible things, and there's some horrible things that happen to some people, and we really need to know that we need to praise God. We need to abound in faith and thanksgiving. In Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in his establishment in faith, as we have been tonight, as we've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This is a scripture that a lot of people, what we do is we forget about the thanksgiving part. That's really important part of praying, is thanking God, is thanking him for who he is. Be anxious for nothing. How many times are we anxious? I can get anxious a lot of times I guess I have a business. According to the state of California, I have a business. I don't like to think it like that, but I just got my property taxes to my rentals, the stack. And I think, but you know, if I allow myself to look at that, and if I allow myself to think about those things and think about how am I going to do that, and I think, you know what, God? You supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Fortunately, my husband was a good provider. So I just think, God, you are just so awesome. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to concern myself about things that I have absolutely no control over. But you know, I know God takes care because I am a giver. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And I find favor. Colossians 3:15 through 17. Let the peace of God rise in your hearts, to which all are called in one body, and ye are thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing in grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, do it word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. We really need, I can't stress enough how important it is to give God thanksgiving and to know that he's standing with you. The word says that he never leaves you. He never forsakes you. If that's the case, why are we so torn up a lot of times when the enemy comes and hits us? We just take authority over the devil and give God the praise. Yes. And thank him for it. Even Jesus thanked the Father that he heard his prayer. Remember the one time, my one testimony about me being on the boat and being, and the wind being just really, the wind was so bad and the ocean was so up and down that he couldn't steer the boat. And he says to me, he looks at me and he says to me, "Do something." And I thought, well, what does he expect me to do? So I put on my coat, I unzipped the isinglass and went out and walked along the boat, holding on because it was very rough. And I got at the bow of the boat and I says, "I thank you, Father, for you hear me when I pray." I use this as an example because Jesus says to the Father, "I thank you, Father, that you hear me when I pray. I command the ocean to be still. Peace be still in Jesus' name." And I stood out on the bow of the boat and I thanked God. I thank God for the peace of the ocean. It calmed down. I walked back on the bridge of the boat and inside, zipped up the isinglass again. And my husband turned around and he said, "Thank you." But it wasn't me. It was God. But it's the idea. See, Jesus thanked the Father. Then he took away, when Lazarus was in the grave, and then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, that you hear me. I thank you that you hear me." We can do the same thing. We are capable of doing the same thing because we are as Jesus. Feeding the 4,000 in Mark 8, 6 through 8, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took up the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them, and he gave them to the disciples to set before them, and they set them before the multitude. But he thanked God. He thanked the Father for that. They also had small fish there. And they ate and they were filled. And they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. It is so important, our thanksgiving and praise. Things happen in life. Life could be unkind sometimes, but that's just the way life is. My mother needed care this one time, and my brother and my sister-in-law closed up their house where they lived, and they came and they stayed in her house. They both had jobs, and my job was as I would go real early in the morning, and I would stay there all day. They would stay the night. They would leave real early in the morning for work, and I would be there in the morning when she woke up. I did the all-day thing until they came home from work, and then they took over, and they did dinner, and then they would sleep the night and do. It was the same thing over and over. I don't know how long that went on. It seemed like forever. But, when I would go in her house, I would sit in the living room chair before she got up, and I said to the Lord, "I am going to worship you. I am going to give you honor and glory. I am not going to ask you one thing. That's all I set out to do." Some mornings it was 15 minutes that I was sitting there praising, worshiping God in English. Every now and then I would pray in the spirit, but most of the time it was all done in English. Sometimes it was 15 minutes. Sometimes it was a half an hour. Sometimes it was an hour. Sometimes it was a little over an hour. But you know what that did for me during that day dealing with my mother? She had a knee replacement. So she had trouble walking. So it was a whole deal. But you know, there was times that she used to get very angry with me because I had such joy. By the time I was done with sitting in that chair for the morning hours, I would break out in laughter. She would maybe do some of the craziest things. Well, she was kind of grouchy, but she would do some of the craziest things, and I would just bust out laughing. And the more I laughed, the angrier she got. And I just thought, you know what? It was really my salvation. It was really my whole salvation that I actually even recovered from that. That was hard. I literally put my life on hold from morning to night, it seemed like, you know. But it was worth it. And it turned out good. She did know the Lord, so that was one redeeming factor. Thanksgiving to God sometimes is a sacrifice. Psalms 116, verse 17. I will offer up to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Sometimes it's harder. When things start happening to you, it's harder to praise the Lord. It's harder to thank God. But you know what? We need to develop a thing inside of us where that should be our first response. It's really thanking the Lord. I was coming back. I used to go to Oregon every once in a while. I had a friend that lived up there. It was 718 miles from my door to her door. And I was coming back from Oregon. I was driving back. And I have to laugh about it now. I had my cruise control set at 85. That's pretty fast. But I was I've been told I'm a very fast driver. But anyway, my cruise control was set at 85. And I was just rolling along, just minding my own business, and I see there's nothing like these, the color of the red lights that come back of you. It has a certain color red. I don't know how to explain it. But he pulled me over, and he said to me, "The reason why I pulled you over, you were going too fast." And I said, "Yes, I know that." So he says, "Give me all your stuff." So I gave him all my stuff, because he's going to check my record and check me out. So he went, you know, I guess in the car, they have a computer and stuff. But anyway, I said to the Lord, "Father, I deserve this ticket. So I am going to do nothing at all about it. But I'm going to sit here and I'm going to thank you and praise you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I knew I deserved the ticket. I figured, why should I ever even dare ask God to get me out of this? I mean, really, going 85 with my cruise control?" So he comes back to the car with his ticket book, his book open. And he hands me all my stuff back, and he looks at me, and he goes. I said to him, "You're not going to give me a ticket? I can't believe you're not going to give me a ticket." Well, he had, all he could do was to bust up laughing. I kept saying, "Well, I cannot believe you're not going to give me a ticket. Really? You really aren't? You really are? Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus." I'm saying, "Thank you, Jesus." And I said, "God bless you. God bless you." And then, well, he thought, I just couldn't believe it because I was expecting a ticket. I deserved a ticket. I expected a ticket. But he pointed his finger at me. He said, "There's plenty of us down south where you're going. You keep that speed down." Oh, yes, sir. So I set my cruise control at 65, and it was like I could open up the door and kind of use my feet to help me along. But you know, I really truthfully contributed to that because I did deserve the ticket. I was willing to take the brunt of it, but you know, God is so good. And I really think it was because I really was praising God. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. All through the Bible, you can look, especially in Psalms. In Psalms, it really has a lot of praise and a lot of thanksgiving. Psalms 107:21-22. Oh, that men should give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. A sacrifice is really, well, let's see, I have a definition here. Giving up one thing for another. Surrendering something valued or desired. So a sacrifice of praise is something that maybe has happened to us that we didn't like, something that the enemy has come in and punched us on. But you know, we know that through the sacrifice of praise, God answers. Now, I'm going to share this with you. The only reason why I'm going to share this is because I know about God's wonderful works. When my husband was alive, his cognitive memory was horrible. And he was going to the doctor once a month. I had to take him. The doctor did not want to see him by himself. I had to take him because his memory was really bad. And when memory gets really bad on people, the enemy likes to take place a lot of times of the enemy. And so when we fight things, we are not fighting things, flesh things. We are fighting spiritual things. And it's always good to remember that, because you may come up to a situation where really it is a spiritual thing. My husband held me captive in the room for 4 hours, from 11 to 3 in the morning. And I said to him this one time, you need to let me go. And he says, I will not let you go. I love you, but I will kill you. And I thought, isn't that something? Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, if you try anything at all to escape here, I will hurt you very badly. So I said to the Lord, Lord, gotta have a plan here, because I'm getting out of here. Gotta have a plan. And through many hours of talking, it does no good, because we're dealing with a spiritual thing here. I mean, if I was to tell you how many times that I took authority over the devil, and how many times I bound him, and every time I loosed him in Jesus' name. And I said to the Lord, I'm getting out of here. And I was already in my night clothes. I was already in bed by all this rigmarole that happened. And so I said, well, Lord, I'm getting out of here, so I'm not going out in my night clothes. So I got out of bed. He reared up with that because I was moving. He always wanted me in bed. I haven't figured that out yet. But he always wanted me in bed. But I got up, and he got up because he pulled a chair in front of the door, and he was sitting there in the chair in front of the door, so I couldn't get out of the door. So Anyway, when I got out of bed, I said to him, it's okay. All I'm going to do is change my clothes, put on my shoes, put on my clothes, change my clothes, because I'm going to be ready to get out of here. So he was okay with that, and that was fine. But you know, I wasn't afraid. I knew really what I should be doing. So I thought, well, after I changed my clothes and everything, I laid on top of the bed, and I said, you know what? I am going to annoy him terribly. So I am going to spend all this time praying in the Holy Ghost, worshiping the Lord. And then I got tired of doing that, and I started worshiping God in English. In English, I was worshiping, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And I asked him a question. This was after 4 hours. I asked him a question. He got up off of the chair, walked over on the side of the bed, and a voice said to me, some people miss a second of an opportunity. And I catapulted out of the bed, ran through the house, ran in the garage, got in my car, locked my door on the car, and went and looked up, and he was in the garage that quick. I drove to my son's house. Later on they came to find out if he was okay. They came, and my daughter-in-law said the room next to where he had me captive, there was a chair cushion sitting in the center of the carpet in one of the rooms. It was right next to where I was. And when she picked up the chair cushion, there was a knife. It was actually a hunting knife that was that big. But you know, I really believed that if I hadn't had praised God, if I hadn't had taken my time and worshiped him and thanked him for everything, I did not ask him for anything. I just was worshiping and praising the Lord and thanking God just for who he is. And I really, truthfully believe to this day that it saved my life, because he would have did me in. And it's a, you know, I have a friend. She had two cousins. That the same thing happened to the cousins. That the husband says, "I love you, but I will kill you." And both of the cousins wind up dead. It is a spiritual move, and you have to deal with it spiritual. You cannot deal with flesh to flesh. It has to be spirit to spirit. You have to know your authority. You have to know who you are in the Lord. You have to know the Word of God and use it. Not just thinking it, but you have to speak it. You have to learn to do that. 1 Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God is good, and nothing be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. There's nothing that God won't do when you are thanking him, when you are giving him all the glory and all the praise. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own spiritual people. In the King James, it says, we are the peculiar people. And we are peculiar people. No doubt about that. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. When you feel like things are closing in on you, and you wonder, you know, there's so many times that especially when things are closing in on you, when you feel so alone, when you feel like, well, nobody understands, nobody knows what we go through, nobody has any idea what you go through, but know this, that you are not by yourself. You have the Word of God at your disposal. You have everything. That's where grace comes in at. Grace gives you everything that you need. Everything. It is so important that we realize that regardless of what our circumstances are, regardless of what situation we are in at hand. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Concerning you. Do you know that I was going through a horrible, difficult time many years ago, and God said to me, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I really thought that he meant that the will of God, this terrible thing that has happened to me, is the will of God. But through it all, I can give thanks to him. But that's not what it's saying. It says, in everything give thanks. It doesn't say for everything. It says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God and concerning you. It's concerning you to give thanks always. Always, no matter what you go through, it really, you know that you can do this. This is such an important thing that you can use in your life. A lot of times we go through with our own plans, our own needs, our own problems, our own hurts, our own revenges, and our own shortcomings, our own plans that we plan that the enemy sometimes comes in and throws a monkey wrench in it. But you know what? We can stand strong because God has given us the Word of God. He has given us the authority that we can stand up against all these spiritual things that come against us. And they do. They do. So I am finishing very early. I thought that I would be a lot longer. But do we have any, you know, some of you might even have questions for me. If anybody has any questions, Stuart.
What scripture is that?
It's in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Yes. But it really is a good scripture. There's a few scriptures that I learned to live my life by. One of them was, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shake it together, running over shall make give it to you. I love that scripture. But it's important to know the Word of God. It's important to speak the Word of God out. You always need to speak the Word of God. My kids used to say, oh my gosh, here she goes again. But it's important. My kids know the Word. They are able to even quote the Word. I was quoting the Word so much, you know, there for a while I had fear in my life. And so I would go to bed and I would say, greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I cannot fear. I refuse to fear. You know, there's no fear in me. And the scripture, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You know, and I would go on. My husband got real good at quoting those scriptures. But when the enemy comes your way, you can use your spiritual authority. Use the Word of God. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that this will mean something to everybody that hears my voice in the name of Jesus, that they will learn, if nothing else, be aware of being aware of always give God all the praise, all the glory, all the worship, all the thanksgiving, Father, that we know that we have within us. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And we thank you, Father, for the victory that we have because of the price that Jesus paid for us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we go knowing that we have the victory, knowing that we have the authority, knowing that we have you by our side always. The Holy Spirit never leaves us. Father never leaves us. The Son never leaves us. They never leave us nor forsake us. We give you the praise and give you the glory, Father, for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.